With Montana News, I'm Nora Sachs. Five fires are now burning in Yellowstone National Park. Crews are actively suppressing two that started Monday afternoon. One, about an acre in size, is burning half a mile away from the Grand Loop Road. Three larger fires are moving through the scar left by Yellowstone's infamous fires of 1988. They total almost 10,000 acres in the northwest corner of the park. An analysis team is collecting data for future fire modeling, says Fire Information Officer Mike Johnson.
We're kind of allowing nature to take its natural course.
Despite the fires, Johnson says Yellowstone visitors won't miss out on any of the park's major attractions.
They're going to have an opportunity to safely see some fire off in the distance and learn a little bit more about fire and how it plays a role here in the park.
Visitors can expect to see crews dropping water on the Boundary Fire just north of West Yellowstone. Crews fighting the Roaring Lion Fire southwest of Hamilton faced their hottest and driest day yet. A 37-acre spread into the Ward Bowl area earlier this week tested defensive lines. Protecting structures near the fire's edge continues to be a top priority for teams working on the fire. Officials say they expect the fire to remain active in the interior and along the western perimeter. They also say the smoke is likely to stick around until a season-ending event douses the fire. The fire is 8,300 acres and 70% contained. The Copper King Fire near Thompson Falls remains at 20% containment, but has increased in acreage for the second time this week. After a 200-acre jump over the weekend and another increase yesterday afternoon, the fire now covers almost 2,300 acres. Crews at both fires hope a cold front set to move in on Thursday will bring some relief from the high temperatures and low humidity earlier in the week. The Dry Creek Fire burned 350 acres north of Bozeman before being contained yesterday afternoon. The fire started in a field Monday and forced the evacuation of 20 homes, according to the Bozeman Daily Chronicle. All the evacuees were allowed to return home Monday night. I'm Nora Sachs. Thanks so much for listening.